Democratic presidential candidate Wesley Clark released his military personnel file today. The retired four-star general is betting that his stellar 38-year military record will lead him into the White House. Clark was top of his class at West Point and a Rhodes Scholar at Oxford before being wounded in combat in Vietnam. Top Army postings followed during an impressive career that culminated in his appointment as Supreme Allied Commander of NATO. In that job, he led the air war in Kosovo. But while Clark's resume shines, he has alienated some peers along the way. NPR's Eric Westerveld reports.
Wesley Clark's swift rise up the military ranks certainly wasn't achieved by shirking difficult assignments. After bookish challenges at West Point and Oxford, Clark volunteered for combat in Vietnam. In 1970, First Lieutenant Clark was wounded in the legs and arms by AK-47 bullets during an ambush by North Vietnamese troops. Despite being wounded badly enough to be evacuated, Clark stayed to fight and helped his unit mount a successful counterattack that earned Clark a Silver Star for bravery and a Purple Heart. Later, big assignments included heading the Army's National Training Center, where Clark worked to make combat training scenarios more realistic, and leadership of the 1st Cavalry Division. And in the mid-90s, as Director of Strategic Plans and Policy for the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Clark helped forge the Dayton Peace Accords that stopped the war in Bosnia.
Wes is probably the brightest man to wear a uniform in a long time.
Retired Major General Robert Scales has known Clark for nearly four decades, going back to their days together at West Point in the early 1960s.
He is a person who's driven. He has a sense of commitment to a higher calling. I've never known Wes to take on a job that he didn't do well, and I've never known him to fail.
The personnel records released today show glowing praise from military leaders, including then-General Colin Powell and Alexander Haig, who in a performance review said Clark is an officer of impeccable character with a rare blend of personal qualities and professional attributes which uniquely qualify him as a soldier scholar. Others praise Clark's emphasis on multilateralism. Clark's new book, Winning Modern Wars, critiques President Bush's go-it-almost-alone approach to Iraq. Military writer and retired Army Colonel David Hackworth says Clark's long military record shows a commitment to building coalitions.
He understood one thing: you can't be the lonesome cowboy slapping leather anymore in this great international world of ours. We need allies.
Still others who know Clark say his near flawless military record masks an intense ambition and me-first opportunism that could hurt his bid for the nation's highest office. While ambition and political infighting are hardly unique among top military leaders, there is something else about Wesley Clark's style and personality that badly rubbed some of his military colleagues the wrong way.
Wetting his finger every once in a while and putting it in the air just to see which way the wind's blowing. I mean, I sort of have this constant view of Wesley in that manner.
Lieutenant General Paul Funk was Wesley Clark's boss when he commanded the Army's 3rd Corps and Clark headed the 1st Cavalry Division. The retired general usually stays out of electoral politics, but Funk says he was taken aback by a recent media report where Clark said he might have ruffled some feathers at the Pentagon by always thinking out of the box.
That's a crock. I don't think Wes ever thought out of the box. I think he thought, what is it that I can do that's going to advantage me? And I don't call that brilliant.
Two non-commissioned officers who worked for Clark called him cold and said he's not a people person. In late 1999, after Clark successfully commanded the air war that halted the Serb attacks on Kosovar Albanians, he was abruptly relieved from his top NATO post several months early. After a speech last month, the retired chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Hugh Shelton, asked if he would support Clark's candidacy. Shelton shocked some by questioning Clark's fitness for the White House. Shelton said, "I'll tell you the reason Clark came out of Europe early had to do with integrity and character issues. I'll just say Wes won't get my vote," end quote. Shelton hasn't clarified exactly what character and integrity issues he's talking about. It is well known the two men clashed over both political and strategic issues in the Kosovo War. General Funk says it has to do with trust, and believes Shelton was talking about Clark's efforts to go around the Joint Chiefs and work his own agenda with European allies and others on Kosovo.
Now, I frankly wouldn't trust Wes either. I think it has to do with character issues. I don't think it has to do with integrity. I never knew him, for instance, to lie to me or anything like that. But I wouldn't trust him under pressure. I've seen him get a little bit hyper under pressure. I'd worry about him in combat under pressure.
What about as commander-in-chief?
Oh, gosh, I think I just would. That worries me the most.
Faced with tough decisions, General Funk says, he worries Clark would shun personal conviction and try to please everyone. Retired General Hackworth, a Clark admirer, hears daily from dozens of active duty and retired soldiers. He says he was flooded with emails, half of them negative, after he wrote a recent column praising Clark's military record.
They thought that he played the system, he was extremely arrogant, and he wanted to get to the top, and he didn't care probably who he climbed over to get there. When you act that way, you make enemies.
Clark's military friends say the general often had to push a cumbersome army bureaucracy and think creatively to get things done in a military culture resistant to change. General Scales believes the main reason for the mixed view of Clark, the military man, is that he didn't fit well with the backslapping culture of old-school soldiers.
Wes Clark is not a good old boy. He has a remarkable ability to think through and to accomplish very, very, very intricate, difficult tasks. And sometimes when you have the unique ability to do that, you know, you run up against people who aren't quite that talented. And sometimes that creates resentment.
Whether it is mere jealousy and a culture clash or something more substantive, it's clear that as Clark campaigns for the White House, his bright military record is likely to continue to come up against some who know him and say that the personnel files hardly tell his full story. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.